She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with my lovely co-host, Andrea Donsky. And last night, my husband cracked me up. And, I could have been insulted, but I guess I've been kind of gloomy lately. I'm usually a really upbeat person, but I guess I've been kind of negative lately. And so he was just sort of doing this imitation of me, and it was very funny and unfortunately very accurate. And I thought, oh boy, it was a good wake up call. And I thought, geez, I think of myself as so positive, but we all get down and sometimes we have negative energy and we don't want to absorb it. And I think him bringing it up in that way and us laughing about it was really healthy. So we've got Isabella Stoloff, who's a wonderful shaman, and she's going to help us with our energetic boundaries and how not to absorb other people's negative energy. Hello, Isabella.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Well, much more great. Positive now. Sometimes the truth hurts, but you got to hear it.
Thanks again for having me back on the show. I love being your friendly neighborhood shaman or shaman, depending on what country you're in.
Ah.
Speaking of countries, I've been in so many this year. I had no idea. But I have attributed it to being more positive. So I've done 5 countries in just a few months, and we're leaving for Peru in October. So, hold on to your hats. But we're here today to talk about, it's funny, we put other people's negative energy, right? And I was writing a little blog about it, and I thought, yeah, but it starts at home. It starts with us. So if you're really focused on other people's negativity and other people's negative energy, you got to go inside. You got to look inside and say, okay, what's not right with me? Where am I still being negative, and why am I attracting this into my life? Right? And sometimes it is family members, so you can't really get away from them. Sometimes you're a young person and you're being raised in a negative household. And, so of course, sometimes you can't just remove yourself from the situation or look inside and find out, why am I attracting this? Because I'm living with it, right?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
Well, but what you can do is just start to become more conscious. So that's conscious of it. That's what I was going to say.
No, and I think it's important, I think that I don't know if it's human nature, but I do think sometimes if you're able to be around negative people and not absorb their energy, then I think you've done a lot of work, and I think it's pretty incredible. And I know there's some strategies. I remember that my mom used to tell me, or I've been told by several healers that when you're going to do public speaking, because I do a lot of speaking, or if you're going to a place where there are a lot of people, is to protect yourself with energy and with light. And also there's some essential oils you can wear, or some things you can wear around your neck.
Right.
Talk to us a little bit about that to protect yourself from other energies.
Yes, absolutely. I work with the golden light, so I actually call in the light of the sun, and I can really feel like warm golden liquid, life force energy from the sun, re-imprinting and reweaving my luminous energy fields, and that's sort of what I say, and I imagine it like infinity signs of golden light protecting me. But the other thing is being conscious of where you're still being negative so that you can switch the vibration within you. So that's the personal work. That's the how am I still being negative? Where am I still down on myself, perhaps still being negative when I pass by a mirror, or, and just being conscious of it, becoming aware of yourself. And then sure, amber beads are a very good protection stone. doTERRA oils, them living oils have actual, they're called protection. The type of oil is called protection. But, for me, I need to work with me. My teacher, Alberto Villoldo, said, what if you didn't have your mesa? What if you didn't have the tool? What would you use? You're in the desert, you've got nothing. What would you use to heal somebody? And I said, well, me, my hands, my connection to spirit. So for people out there that, are just now becoming conscious and just becoming aware of themselves, know that I did not get here overnight. I've been doing this for 23 years, not the shaman part, but definitely the reframing of my thoughts, the reframing of my words, and watching, there was a time, who still gossips, right? Gossip is just something, it happens in the workplace. We gossip. It's kind of human nature, especially among women. What I found about 15 years ago, that gossiping was actually hurting my body. I didn't know anything about energy medicine, but I did know about my energy, and I could feel it was actually affecting me. And so I made the conscious effort to stop gossiping. That was one of the first things I ever did. And I would tell my friends, you know, that were gossiping, you know, go and talk to that person about it. I don't want to hear it because I'm really trying not to gossip today. And so those people that still wanted to gossip left. And those people that wanted to not gossip followed suit, you know. So be a leader in your community, be a leader in the office, find out where you're still being negative because it starts within. And then protection also, you know, I do have people that come to me with curses and spells and, you know, they need protection. And I always say, you know, if you think you need protection, you need protection. If you believe that you're divinely guided and absolutely protected at all times, you are. Our mind is so powerful, which is what you teach on your program. You have all these people coming in, you know, talking about positive thought and, you know, herbs and how to trust yourself and picking out those herbs and supplements and foods. You know, it really starts within you guys. We can ask for help and we can get the help. But as I always say, got to start within and then shine your light from within out.
I love that you talked about the gossip because I do think it's something, you know, like you said, it's human nature. And I think that if we were able to stop talking badly about everyone else, because I think, you know, and Isabella, you can confirm this, is that if you do say something bad about someone else, someone's going to say something bad about you, right? It's that whole energetic.
Absolutely. What you put out, you give back.
What you put out, you give back. And I think that, you know, if you put out good things, and I love that you said that, you know, you told people to, you know, go gossip somewhere else because you're not interested. And those who were gossipers left and those that didn't want to stayed. And it's funny that you even mentioned that today, because it's something I've been thinking about for a lot. Like I've seen it before where people talk about gossip cleanses. And I think that it's not something that I sit and do a lot of at all. But sometimes I'll catch myself saying something negative about somebody. Then I'm like, why did I just do that? And if I do that in front of my kids, I'm like thinking to myself, I'm teaching my kids something that I don't want them to go and do, right? So I think that it's such an important thing to talk about. And I love that you brought that up, because I think if we all just stopped saying negative things about each other, the world would be such a, you know, better place, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It would. It would be a much lovelier environment. And so when I always talk about creating the life you desire, creating the life in which you want to live, look, guys, I'm far from perfect. I catch myself gossiping, or I catch myself saying something negative about myself, or I think I drank too much wine, or, you know, we all have our stuff, right? But
yeah,
it's how you treat yourself and how you bring yourself back into center and how you say to yourself, you're a good person. You're doing the best you can with what you know until you know better. When you know better, you try to do better. You know, this is a lifelong journey. Is it?
She always said, Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you know better, you do better, right? And you just hit that nail.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do, you know, we do. We do the best we can. And I so appreciate having the opportunity to be on for 10 minutes and just spread the love. Look, guys, go out there, shine your light as bright as you can. When you're focusing on what's negative, that's what's going to come. So when it comes, shift it. Shift your consciousness. Shift your vibration. Realize that your cells have consciousness. So if you're ill, start to tell your cells that you're well. It's no joke. We really can create total health, wellness, balance, and beauty in our lives.
I love it, Isabella. What a beautiful way to sign off on the show. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. If you want to learn more about Isabella, you can visit her website at OC, that's Orange County Healing Center.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Isabella Staloff. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.